Welcome to the I Speak FSBO podcast, where we pull back the curtain from the real estate industry and expose everything they don't want you to know. We share tips, tricks, myths, and truths to fight against outdated real estate traditions so you can sell your home for top dollar without having to pay a dime in commission or sacrifice your time. It's time for homeowners to take back the power and break up the monopoly. This is the I Speak FSBO podcast, and this is your host, Josh Knox.
Hey everybody, it's Josh with the I Speak FSBO podcast. Welcome to this episode. I wanted to talk today about a typical agent day. So sort of an agent's time card, if you will, if they were to clock into the activities that they were doing on a daily basis. And then, of course, that rolls into your weeks and your months. And it makes up the majority of their time invested. Now, everybody's different, but the industry at large, generally speaking, runs their business this way. How do I know that? Well, I spent 8 years as a licensed agent, and I spent time in 6 different brokerages. I've been to training, both in the state that I was licensed in, but also nationally. I have seen what the top brokerages train, and I have worked on those trainings. I have worked on the scripts that they give, which is part of their marketing. And so I can speak confidently with authority on this is how agents run their business. I have been a solo agent, and I have worked with high-producing teams. I have seen what other high-producing teams do. I've worked in those offices before. I've seen high-producing solo agents work in those offices. So this isn't something that I just made up or I just read someplace. This is my actual experience. So typically an agent, and I'll just tell you, at the peak of my business, there was a point where I had as many as 26 active listings. And did I always have the most active listings? No. Am I the highest producing agent in the United States? No, absolutely not. I'm not saying that. I'm simply saying from the experience I had, this is typically the way an agent's day is broken down. And it just depends. Some of these things fit in different parts of the day because everybody, like I said, operates a little bit differently. I'm just going to give you sort of time frames. And not really time frames, not like from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. I mean, like, the number of hours an agent would spend on a particular part of their business, right? Because as you may or may not be aware, an agent is actually operating their own business. They're an entrepreneur. That's one of the things that drew a real estate agent to the real estate industry is that they could have their own business. And so, having said that, these are all the different types of activities that agents will work on in a given day on their business. So the one thing, and I'm going to work from the most amount of time spent to the least amount of time spent. Agents spend the majority of their time, most agents will spend 4 to 5 hours a day prospecting. So these are the activities of following up on leads, whether they buy those leads from a lead source like Zillow or Trulia or Realtor.com or any number of 100 different lead sources, or their own lead sources. Maybe they got their own website and they're doing their own, what they call SEO, search engine optimization marketing, or they're doing social media marketing. These are the leads that they're following up on, and they'll spend 4 to 5 hours a day doing that. That would also include for sale by owners. And there are companies out there that do what's called scrape data or scrape information so that an agent can just sit at their desk in their office and call those phone numbers to try and, or they're prospecting, they're trying to win business. And it has to also do with expired listings. So those listings that were once listed that didn't get sold for whatever reason, and the agents will call those. So these are the activities that make up their prospecting. Now, for me, I did that, but I also door knocked. I went from door to door in specific neighborhoods to find business. So that is a form of prospecting as well, and agents will do that, really aggressive agents. Now, am I saying I was super aggressive? No. When I knocked doors was back during the recession, the Great Recession, and that was a very great way to meet people and help them avoid foreclosure. And so I chose to do that, and I actually really enjoyed it. Door knocking, if you've never done it, it's difficult. It's hard to get rejection face to face. A little bit easier to take rejection over the phone, but it's still rejection, and so that's just part of an agent's day. And then, like I said, they're going to spend 4 to 5 hours every day doing that. So that's item number one. And if you're thinking about a typical day, and it depends on the agents that you talk to, some agents will work 10 or 12 hours a day, and they have no problem doing that, especially agents who are really, really driven. And I've seen and worked with those agents before. But sometimes they'll work 10 to 12 hours a day. Sometimes they won't. If an agent's only working 4 to 5 hours a day, they're definitely not doing it all prospecting. They're probably spending 1 to 2 hours prospecting if they're maybe not a full-time agent or not as dedicated to it, which is totally common. You know, out of the, just as a side note, there's roughly 1.3 million licensed realtors, which is different than a licensed real estate agent, but licensed realtors in the United States today as of, June of 2019. And the vast majority of those, and they don't really publish the numbers, but the vast majority, so I'm going to say, a good estimate is probably 80% of those people aren't taking the business that seriously. They aren't prospecting 4 to 5 hours a day. They're kind of doing it on the side, or they got into it because they thought it would be an easy gig because they see the numbers on a home sale and what a commission can be. And so they think it's easy and they go out there and they try and do it. And then the other part, right, the 20%, the 10 to 20%, if you're going between 80 and 90%, aren't that busy and aren't that serious. They're the ones that are spending the 4 and 5 hours a day prospecting. Okay, so that's the biggest time investment for a real estate agent is prospecting. And even high-producing agents are still prospecting. That's part of the business. They're in the sales business, and their job is to get on the phone and win new clients. And follow up with old clients and look for referrals, you name it. That's the nature of prospecting. Now, the next thing that they'll spend time on is actually marketing. So creating marketing campaigns or working with a company or another contractor to help them create marketing campaigns to drive the leads so that they can prospect those leads, right, call them back. And they might spend 1 to 2 hours a day doing that, just depending upon the agent. It depends on how dialed in they are with their marketing. Some agents are really dialed in with it, and they don't have to spend a tremendous amount of time doing it. Other agents aren't. But you can figure about 1 to 2 hours a day. So if you figure 4 to 5 hours a day for the prospecting, now we're talking about another 1 to 2 hours a day. So now you're between 5 and 7 hours a day that they're spending in their business. When it comes to business management, like receipts and, you know, all the other things that are part of their business, you know, getting their computers to work or their printers to work or making a flyer, which might be considered part of marketing for a particular property, or setting up for an open house, you could expect them to spend another 1 to 2 hours a day doing something like that. So right there, you can see that an agent will spend anywhere from 6 to 8 hours a day working in their business. And again, because I did this for so long, for 8 years, I can tell you that there, even when I had the 26 active listings, there just wasn't a lot once the property was listed for an agent to do. I mean, you follow up with your client, you know, once a week. That's normal. That might be a 15 to 30 minute phone call, depending upon what you have to update them on. and how many active clients you have going. I mean, when I worked with a high-producing team, the top team member could have 8 to 10 active listings and was still only spending maybe 15 to 30 minutes on the phone each week per client. So let's just say that it was an hour total per client, even though I said it's 15 to 30 minutes per client. You're still only spending 10 hours a week, 8 to 10 hours a week, just talking to clients. Now, let's say that 8 to 10 of those listings were in an active contract phase, meaning a contract had been submitted and had been negotiated. Again, anytime I ever negotiated a contract for a seller, or even for a buyer for that matter, it was a matter of writing up the offer, if I'm a buyer's agent, submitting it, and then following up with the agent. Honestly, that might take me 30 to 45 minutes. Do I understand the contracts a little bit better because I've just had more time with them? Sure. But even when I did this on my own without the help of an agent when I sold my first home, it still only took me about an hour or two with the contracts. And that was just so I could read over them and understand them a little bit better. Also so I could ask the lender and title some questions about them, right? And so the time commitment just wasn't massive. Now, if you think about what it takes for an agent to go to a listing appointment, that's about an hour to 2 hours if it runs long. Okay. And so if you do 5 of those a week, you might be 5 to 10 hours in your week to do that. So you could say then that an agent might be spending anywhere from 10 to 20 hours working on, you know, 5 to 10 different listings. So once it's listed, right, once the sign's in the yard, the lockbox is on the house, and they take showings, it might take 5 to 10 minutes to set up a showing. Most of the people are doing it through text now anyways, so you trade a couple of text messages. And so you can see that, you know, 6 to 8 hours a day for your normal business operations, and honestly, that's if somebody's really after they're prospecting, and I'm here to tell you a lot of agents just aren't that aggressive with it. Very few, in fact, are that aggressive with their prospecting. So you can see that with that, if you go 6 to 8 hours, then you're going to add, you know, another 2 to 4 hours per day, absolute maximum. So you'd be going to 8 to 10 hours total that an agent might be spending in the day to do their job, and the last 2 to 4 hours is what it's taking them to work on, you know, 5 to 10 listings. If an agent has one listing, and I can tell you because I've been there before, you know, when I first got started in the business and was learning how to earn business, and I had just one client at a time, my gosh, there's simply not enough work in selling a house for it to be a full-time job. I would pull my hair out, like, well, what else am I supposed to be doing? Well, you're doing it. I mean, you've already done it. The house is listed. People are looking at it. Now you need to go get a contract. But you also need to do these other things so you can have more business, so you're not just babysitting one listing. And that's what ended up happening. And so my point is this. When an agent's out there spending their time or telling you that you don't have the time as a homeowner to sell your own property, they're giving it to you from the perspective of all the hours they spend overall in their business. Again, if an agent is a busy, hard-charging, hard-moving agent, and they're spending that amount of time prospecting, then yeah, you're not going to do that. I mean, you probably work a regular job, and besides, you're not prospecting for new business at your house. You're just trying to sell the house, right? So When an agent is telling you that their time is stretched so thin and that there's no possible way a homeowner can spend that amount of time to sell a house, they're giving it to you from their perspective of the amount of hours they spend in a day working on their business, not the amount of hours it actually takes to sell a house. And so I just want to leave that with you. be aware of, when you're thinking about selling your house, be aware of, right, thinking about selling your house without an agent, be aware of the amount of time that it will actually take. Do a little bit of research. I mean, come ask me a question. You can find me on Facebook. I have a Facebook page called The Commission Cure. Now, this podcast is called the I Speak Fizbo Podcast, but my Facebook page is The Commission Cure. Go in there and ask me a question. I'll tell you. I'll give you the answer to it. But be aware of the amount of time that it's probably going to take you. And if you go through my training course at thecommissioncure.com/masterclass, I'm going to teach you in 15 minutes a day how you can sell your own home. And so the training will take 15 minutes a day. And then you'll spend another 15 to 20 minutes a day actually working on the sale of your house. It just doesn't take that long. And in fact, I guarantee you can probably sell your house in as little as 10 hours of your own time. And you just do the math on that. Think about what you would sell your house for. And then if you spent 10 hours of your time to sell your house, and let's do some simple math. If you sold your house for $200,000, 6% of $200,000 is $12,000, right? And if you spent 10 hours doing it, then you would have put $1,200 per hour of your time invested back in your pocket, right? If your house was $300,000, it's $18,000 to sell that house, right? You spend 10 hours to sell it, now you got $1,800 an hour in your pocket for the time you invested. So you just have to know the right steps to take. There is a system to selling a house. This is why agents can get into the hard-charging agents. This is why they can get into the high-producing numbers. I mean, there are agents out there that are selling 600 to 1,000 homes a year with their teams, and it's because they've got a system, and they use the same system over and over and over again to sell all different kinds of properties. And so when you use that system, you can really leverage your time and put all that money back in your pocket. So that's what an agent's day looks like. I mean, you're talking, like I said, a really aggressive, hard-charging agent who spends, 4 to 5 hours prospecting every day is rare. But if you find them, that person is probably working 8 to 10 hours a day on their real estate business, but only a small fraction of that is actually working a listing or working an actual transaction in the business. That's answering phone calls, negotiating contracts, closing deals. There just isn't that much time involved. So I want to leave that with you. As always, I hope it's helpful to you. And of course, I hope to see you on the next podcast.